Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do is spank the like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have a gigantic 6'3" tall woman joining the girls' track team in a Connecticut high school. And she made the other girls feel unsafe because they were forced to change in the same locker room. Wah. She's so passable that it's impossible to tell the difference between her and the biological ladies. This is as stunning and brave as my new action figure line. I'm calling it He Them. Up next is a woman that caused a traffic jam in Yellowstone National Park after abandoning her car in the middle of the road to get a closer look at a bear. She was probably driving a Tesla with California plates, and it took her 3 days to drive there while waiting for it to charge everywhere. She might as well be a person donating herself to become bear food, and she probably wasn't even punished for doing this. Number three is Alana saying that her body is the least interesting thing about her, yet all she does is post pictures of her body. But of course only certain men that meet her standards are allowed to look at it. This is how they act if they have nothing else to offer, but act as though they do. Don't listen to what she says. Instead, watch what she does. Their body is the only thing of value that many of them have. Moving on, another teacher is accused of raping a student after sending him pictures and $700 before she was caught. She also told him she couldn't get pregnant if they did the deed again. You know, at this point, they're just getting access to jobs in edumacation to get at the fresh young meat. I suspect they intentionally pushed males out of schools so they would have a lot less competition. The left is probably going to say, why assume there's something wrong with her? And maybe she was just born this way. Number five, if you're a middle-aged man with a young son and you marry again, be careful that she doesn't try and leave you for him. Increasingly, women are free to do whatever they want with zero social consequences. They're going for younger men because they know the younger guys are more likely to fall in love with them, and therefore stay committed. In this case, if the genders were swapped, the Rainbow Warriors would be coming out of their holes. They would be calling the man a predator that groomed her. Up next, the producer of the new Romeo and Tyrone film says that the racial abuse must stop. But it's not racism. It's because Franny here looks like a Frank. Calling someone unattractive because she has hair on her upper lip isn't racist. It's just pointing out someone's physical characteristics. The producer will probably just use racism as a convenient excuse to explain why the film ends up failing. They don't even have to write a script and have terrific material to work with. And it's still going to fail. Number seven, our childhoods were a lot more colorful back then. I guess that these days they put all the colors into rainbow flags, tattoos, and liberal hairdos. It's almost as if the architectural style is brutalism, and they might even start serving the brutalist burger. Plus, of course, the family unit is dying and people aren't having children. So there's no need for a ball pit anymore. With the cost of McDonald's these days, it's probably going to be fine upscale fast food one day. Moving on, Sean here seems to work so hard for scraps. He moved this woman in with both her boys into his house, while letting her decorate whichever way she wanted. He also picks her up from work with flowers, a card, and candy in hand. And the real daddy didn't even have to pay for any of it, and still gets to pass down his jeans. Am I right? All thanks to Sean, the poor chump. I also wonder what shade of dark her kids are. Number 9 is Kaylee, and she looks like an early bloomer at the age of 33. But who are we kidding? She's 50 by the looks of the 11 under her neck. Yeah, she's 30 if you measure time in dog years. Or maybe she means that she's been riding the rooster roller coaster for the last 33 years. I don't know. I think she just wants to be with younger men that don't have 20/20 vision and can't spot that she's already a wrinkly. Up next, imagine a room was completely engulfed in flames and you could only rescue one of these people. Most blue-pilled simps would rescue AOC because she's the youngest woman. But red-pilled guys would rescue Putin. Just remember that only one of these three people has not called me a member of a socialist party that advocates for the end of certain ethnic groups. If you're anything like me, you'll save the jolly-looking fellow at the bottom right. Number 11, which one would you choose if you had to pick one? How about neither? Some of you would probably choose both at the same time, no doubt. But is it really a question? Imagine the smell from number 2 unless you Febreze her first. I can't believe that so many guys given this choice would choose the smelly hippie. Moving on, here's one you definitely won't choose. And she wouldn't choose you either unless you're over 6 feet tall and have nice hair, make 6 figures, and drive a luxury car. It looks like even the people of India will never date Optimus Prime here, because she looks way too big for that dress. I keep thinking that this is Honey Boo Boo for some reason. Number 13, why are there so many average-looking female action stars lately? I think it's all about changing the beauty standards so that Chads find mids attractive for commitment and marriage. I think we need to have this discussion not only about films, but gaming, comics, and every medium that men love. The females being unattractive is probably just a coincidence, of course. Like women are punishing men for finding certain types of women attractive. Up next, rebooting the Pirates of the Caribbean gives Disney a chance to fix the franchise's misogyny, supposedly. Actually, what they really mean is that they'll probably just cast all the male roles with females and then blame men for not wanting to see unattractive female pirates in theater. Unfortunately for Hollywoke, there aren't enough men out there that hate themselves enough to keep watching their cooch content. Besides, a female Pirates of the Caribbean has already been done before. Number 15, a young 17-year-old guy is wondering if it's okay to use a dating site when he turns 18. That's when he starts playing the dating game on difficult mode. Dating will never be better than it is in high school because the social circle in high school keeps 304s to some extent in check. They can't just have random hookups without people thinking that they're way too easy. This guy's also 290 pounds and 6'1". A big boy here needs to slim down and hit the gym instead of hitting Tinder. Moving on, we have Rowan Atkinson with a 10-year-old Christian Bale back in 1984. I guess now we know the moment that American Psycho was born. What's even creepier is that today they both look the same age. Who would have thought that Mr. Bean would have ever met Batman? They were both in a movie together called The Nerd in 1984, and this was taken during the shoots. Number 17, you can tell this man has never held a hammer in his soft hands his entire life. He's probably asking the photographer, where's the sickle? But would you look at the look on the face of that construction worker? He looks like he doesn't even want to be there. But seriously, I'm confused by this picture, as to which one is the tool. I'd call him a tool, but tools are actually useful and serve a purpose. Also, what factory worker uses a claw hammer? Up next, we have a 25-year-old shift manager at KFC. Looks like there'll be plenty of leftovers from now on for Aiden. But why does the middle of his forehead look like he's part Klingon? How does that kid look like he's going bald at the age of 1? Also, she doesn't look 25. More like 45. Number 19, we have men making harder decisions when we're younger and having an easier life later on because of them. And we have women making easy decisions early in life and then having a harder life later. It's not actually that men's lives get easier after 35. It's just we are more used to how difficult life is. Men are also longer-term thinkers and women are short-term thinkers. Moving on, in Canada, at the University of Waterloo, they put a notice up saying that males aren't allowed to vigorously fap in the washrooms anymore, claiming it was illegal. Apparently, an excess amount of sticky human substances has caused a blockage in the pipes. Talk about a sticky situation. It's clearly a joke, and the best part is the part where it says that any discharge that's discovered will be collected and analyzed to determine who it came from. Number 21, a woman that was with 300 people in just a year says it's not fair that she gets judged. Women in accountability are like oil and water. They don't mix. Also, that number is not something she should be bragging about. She might as well put a sign on her forehead saying, I have an STD. Working girls, on the other hand, probably have sex way less and they actually get compensated for it. And they don't ruin their reputations because they keep it a secret. Up next, in a positive turn of events, it looks like J.K. Rowling will not be arrested for her comments about trans women. New hate crimes legislation in Scotland would not be enforced because she referred to trans women as men. She has way too much power to influence people, so they don't dare drag her in front of a kangaroo court. Imagine living in a country where you could be arrested for the wrong opinions. I don't have to. I live in Canada. And soon the wrong opinion could land you life in prison. Number 23 are the consoles I grew up with, and according to mom, they're all called Nintendo. The only one I didn't have here was the PlayStation. The best part was also when your mom told you to put your tapes away. She didn't even know they were cartridges. The only one of these systems I ever returned because I couldn't figure out how it worked was the Sega Master System. Moving on, if the American, British, and Canadian soldiers that stormed the beaches of Normandy knew that 2024 looked the way that it did, then would they have gotten off the boats? I think they still would have. They just would have gone back home and beat some sense into their baby boomers. But then 2024 would have just happened in 2044. The problem is that once you make a generation of spoiled brats, they go out and wreck everything you've ever built. But I don't blame them, they just naively wanted a better life for their children. They just didn't realize how it would backfire. Number 25 in the last one here is a feminist using her mom's last name to take down the patriarchy. But she doesn't realize that it's just her grandpa's last name instead. What would be even better is if her maiden name was Johnson. That stands for John's son. What I hate is when they hyphenate their maiden name and husband's last name together. I also always only mention the last one, the husband's one, when I call them, and it really pisses them off. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.